Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
Hello, and welcome to our Lenten Reflections. This year, we're heading to the cinema. Each day, we take a look at a different film and discuss how it relates to the day's gospel reading. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, author, film critic, and all-round good bloke. We're in Cycle A, Peter, and we've reached the third Sunday of Lent, and the film we're looking at today is Bridges of Madison County.
Yes, the Gospel is from John, chapter 4. It's the story of the woman at the well. And while there are plenty of stories, I suppose, of infidelity on our screen, I wanted to choose one that at least you could dialogue with the way that Jesus deals with the woman there at the well. He doesn't condemn her, but he speaks very frankly towards her and mentions, you know, that she should bring her husband. And she says, I have no husband. And he says, that's right, but you've had five. And that touches her when she realizes something about herself and what she has done and the quality of her life. In choosing the Bridges of Madison County, the woman who is having the affair is actually a very good woman who has been married a long time, has brought up her family, but in her middle age encounters this photographer who visits the town, and she becomes infatuated with him in some way, perhaps romanticizing him, and begins an affair. But it can't last. And the realization is, I suppose in a parallel in some ways to the gospel, that she realizes who she is, her own conscience, her own responsibility, her responsibility to her family. And so she ends the affair. She's journaled it, but it remains a secret until discovered after her death.
I'm not going to apologize for who I am. And I'm not going to be made to feel like I've done something wrong.
No, you're not going to be made to feel anything, period, because you have carved out this little part for yourself in the world where you get to be a voyeur and a hermit and a lover whenever you feel like it. And the rest of us are supposed to feel incredibly grateful for this brief moment that you touched on. Go to hell! It isn't human not to be lonely, and it isn't human not to be afraid! You're a hypocrite and you're a phony!
That's a bit of a recurring theme, isn't it, in films? We see these men and women, they've been married a long time, and then for whatever reason they engage in an affair. Does that make you feel bad about the sacrament of marriage?
It does and it doesn't. One of the important things about marriage is the emphasis on fidelity, but given our human nature, and I know this is a very hard thing for a spouse who actually has been betrayed to forgive, but I suppose our gospel ethic is that all sins are forgiven. And just a couple of chapters on in John, of course, is the woman taken in adultery whom Jesus forgives. Actually, it's a very interesting film. It was directed by Clint Eastwood, of all people, perhaps some romantic moments in his life during the 1990s. And he plays the photographer very much as himself. But for the impact of the film, the woman is played by Meryl Streep. And she's of an Italian-American background, and that gives Meryl Streep a possibility of a different kind of accent and characterization. But in view of the question that you ask, the film actually takes us very much into her consciousness, her emotions, and her conscience. So I think it's quite valuable in that way, and very good for a dialogue, I think, with this particular gospel, because when the disciples come back and they see Jesus talking one to one of the enemy, and you know, a Samaritan woman, and a woman with a bad reputation, they are shocked. But he wants to transcend that. And so it's very much, I think, a Lenten gospel and a good Lenten film.